Blog Talk Radio.
The Eddie Jones Talk Show, coming to you live every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Eddie Jones, president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. Eddie Jones Jr., a native of Los Angeles, California, has been president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association for 10 years and a public servant for the last 20 years. Mr. Jones has worked with a variety of leaders from all over the United States, such as Dr. Earl Ofari Hutchinson, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Yvonne Burke, Congresswoman Diane Watson, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. III, John Mack, Councilman Herb Wesson, Councilman Bernard Parks, Dick Gregory, Danny Bakewell Sr., and a host of governors, congresspeople, and council people. Tune in every Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can tune in at www.facesofsuccessradio.com. Click on the guest photo or link to listen live, or listen in at 323-642-1569. Press 1 to comment on the show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. It is such a pleasure to be here another week. I just want to clarify a couple of things before we get started with the show. Okay, number one, I said this week we were going to have a couple of police officers. They were not able to come on to the show, but they said they will come on either next week or the week after that. There's a lot of stuff going on with police brutality again. We have another bad shooting. We're going to talk about that in our second hour. But in the first hour, we're going to have a very exclusive special guest, Ms. Tamara Mark Biz. She's a Justice for Biz, and we're going to talk to her in just a few minutes. And we're going to get her live on the show, and we're going to go with our interview from our very exclusive special guest, Ms. Tamara Mark Biz. Now, if you want to get on the show and you want to listen to the show by internet, go to facesofsuccess.com, and on the search, you type in the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. That's right. Go to facesofsuccess.com, facesofsuccessradio.com, my bad, facesofsuccessradio.com, and on the search, you type in the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Now, it is August the 8th, 2016, and if you want to call into the show and listen on your phone, you dial 323-642-1569, 323-642-1569, and you will be live on the show. You can either listen on your phone, your house phone, your cell phone, your office phone, your mobile phone, whatever kind of phone you have, you can listen to the show live. Or you can ask a question. If you want to ask a question, just call into the show, and it'll prompt you. I think one is if you want to ask a question, and two is if you want to listen, or vice versa. But either one, welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. What a show we had last week with our very exclusive guests. We had Vanessa Horton on our show last week, who was a language speech pathologist, and we had Denise Tourette on our show last week, and she works with Metro LA, which is First Five LA, working in the community, helping kids and helping people. Our show last week was really good because we talked about a lot of deep stuff that was deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the rivers, as we always do. And you know, we don't have no smoking guns on the show. We've had great, great guests on the show, and our guests are always good guests, and they always bring on the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. So without further ado, let's talk to let's welcome our special exclusive guest, Ms. Tamara Mark Biz. Ms. Biz, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing, Eddie?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. And yourself?
Oh, I'm blessed. Thanks for having me back.
It's an honor and a pleasure to have you back on the show, because you always have some very positive, productive information and some educational tools that people could use to help to fight crime. I mean, because crime has been just like, oh, wow. I'm going to let you tell everybody who you are, tell everybody what you do, and tell everybody why you're on the show.
Okay. Again, I'm representing justice for my brother, Mark Williams, who was murdered senselessly, and I'm still seeking justice for my brother. His name is Mark Biz Williams. He was murdered in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He was shot one time in the head, and to this day, we have a $30,000 cash reward, and no one still has come forward in my brother's murder.
You know, it's amazing because I want people to know out there that you raised the $30,000 reward. Let's talk about how you have put the money together, and if people want to reach out to you, who wants to work on the case with you or try to find the killers or anything like that, how would they reach you? Would they reach you by email? How would they reach you by Facebook if they want to say, hey, I want to participate in helping to find the killers of your brother?
Right. If they want to reach me, they can reach me on Facebook at Tamara Mark Biz Williams. That's T-A-M-A-R-A, Mark, M-A-R-K, Biz, B-I-Z-Z, Williams. That's on Facebook. Or they can also contact me. My cell number is 214-395-4876. And my email is Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, Williams, 8520, at yahoo.com.
Now, just, look, can you tell everybody what happened to your brother? Unfortunately, we have people out there taking innocent people's lives. You want to talk a little bit about what happened to your brother and why you're fighting for justice?
Yes, my brother was shot in Pittsburgh, area of Pittsburgh called Homewood, and he was shot point blank in the head one time. There were at least 20 witnesses that saw my brother get executed. They let him stay lying in the grass until he got shot at 10 o'clock at night. No one discovered his body until 9:30 the next morning by a construction worker. And that's just a disgrace how the community can have somebody get killed and not step up to the plate and say anything.
Now, could you give us the date that happened? And we know it happened in Pennsylvania, but was it in a public place? Was it a park? Or, you know, I mean,
yes, it was a public location. It was on a main street. It was in front of a row of townhouses on Bennett Street. So it was a popular street that everybody goes through. So it wasn't in the alley or, you know, or some back street. It was on a main street. Happened on July 31st, 2014. Again, my brother's name was Mark Biz Williams. And again, he was shot point blank, close range, one time in the head. And it's a busy street. There were tons of houses, plenty of windows, and at least 20 males were out that night and saw what happened. But everybody likes to stick to the street code of no snitching, and nobody even called to get him any help. He laid there for 16 hours and bled to death until his body was discovered the next morning at 9:30.
Now, this is what really bothers me, Tamara. There's a thing I'll call Black Lives Matter. If Black Lives Matter, why are we shooting each other? If Black Lives Matter, why are we killing one another? If Black Lives Matter, why are we aiding and abetting criminals who commit murder on other people in the community, whether they're Black, white, Latino, Mexican, or whatever? If Black Lives Matter, why are we killing one another? Would you like to talk a little bit about how you feel about that, Tamara?
Yes, I definitely would. I think that Black Lives Matter is a joke because basically they only come out when something's on the news. You know what I'm saying? They don't come and protest when anybody, and I'm just saying ordinary, just like my brother, for example. They don't come out when anybody just, you know, from the hood gets killed. They only come out when it's on TV and when it's politically correct. You know what I'm saying? And again, anybody can just jump up and say that they're in Black Lives Matter. But how can Black Lives Matter when Black people are killing each other on a daily basis and then we're sticking to the no snitching code? So nobody's telling who's doing all these murders, but they want to say Black Lives Matter when we're killing our own people. You know what I'm saying? Just like when that incident happened with the police in Dallas. You know, a lot of people aren't even affiliated with Black Lives Matter. People just jump in the crowd and start marching. But people won't protest when Ben or Trey or Jamar or Andrea gets killed in their own neighborhood. But they'll march for somebody that they didn't even know.
Now, you know, I'm really sensitive right now about black-on-black crime, black-on-brown crime, white-on-black crime, and black-on-white crime, or any kind of crime in our communities, because actually, you know, and I want to give a shout-out to Trisha Allen from No More Violence. She's the president of No More Violence in Dallas, Texas, and we're going to touch on her. And I have been elected the president of the Los Angeles chapter of No More Violence. And then we just came from a No More Violence conference in Paris, Texas, a couple of weeks ago, which was really, really nice. And just recently, I'd like to touch on the memorial that you had for your brother, Mark Biz. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Right. And Trish Allen, she actually came out to my brother's memorial. So I definitely have to give props to Trish Allen. She definitely did her thing. You know, she's a woman of God. She came out in support of my brother, and it was a beautiful ceremony. And you know, that's what we need. We need more people to come out to the community and represent for the people that can't speak any longer. So again, No More Violence came out. It's a beautiful organization. And we need more organizations like that.
Wow. So now I saw the video on, there was a very wonderful balloon release. Talk about the memorial and some of the things that you've had to go through to put the memorial there. I understand it. And who would have the audacity to come to someone's memorial place where there's candles or flowers or balloons and have the audacity to destroy it or tear it down? Talk a little bit about what you've been going through with the memorial that you built there for your brother.
Right. My memorial that I have for my brother, it's been torn down 7 times by the killers that killed my brother. They've destroyed it 7 times. But again, you know, I'm like a lion. We don't stop. So we keep on putting it back up. You know what I mean? They want to silence the message. And basically, they can't really, you know, relate to having to see his face on a daily basis. So they think if they take the memorial down that, you know, nobody will keep on fighting for justice for Biz or look for a killer. But again, we're getting real close to getting a lot of these people rounded up. Somebody's name just came up a few days ago, and this person's name had been mentioned when my brother was murdered, but it was only by the initials, the AP, but we can never put that name together. Nobody, you know, gave us the full name, but now we have a full name for that AP. So things are coming together now, and, you know, I wasn't able to actually go to do the memorial in Pittsburgh, and I linked up with Trish and Kathy, and a couple other people came out, and we had a beautiful memorial. So I'm keeping my brother's memory alive on that end, but also I'm looking for the killers And I'm not going to stop until everybody's behind bars.
Now, you know, you're out there pounding the pavement on the streets every day. You know, you're fighting for justice in the community. You tell people stories on the internet, on Facebook Live about, you know, what they should do if they see something going on. Let's talk about what people should do if they see a crime take place. If people see an innocent person being shot and killed, or an innocent woman being raped, or a hit and run, a innocent person hit and ran over, what should they do, Tamira?
Basically, what you should do, you should act like if it's your family. If you saw somebody hit and run, your mother, you should call in. If you see somebody stealing something or trying to break into somebody's car, you should call the police. You know, and that's the same way with murder. If you know somebody's out here committing a crime, you should call in. Because am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Basically, you would want that same in return. You know, people don't want to speak up until it happens to their family. But again, what goes around comes around. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. So again, if you see something happening, you need to say something. You know, that's the only way this crime wave is going to stop. Because what they're doing now is called street justice, and they're not getting the police involved. So if somebody gets murdered today, then you're going to hear about another homicide within the next 24 to 48 hours, because what they're doing is called street justice. They're taking the law into their own hands. So we need to start speaking up for our people. You know, everybody rallied around, you know, whenever the police officers shot those two people in Baton Rouge and Minneapolis. And I'm not into politics, so I'm not getting all into that case, you know what I'm saying? That was wrong what happened. But my thing is, as much people that came out and protested for them, they should protest for people in their own neighborhood. We can't even get maybe 5 or 10 people to come out to a vigil, but thousands of people were. All lives matter. So whether you get killed by the police or whether you get killed by the hands of another brother, everybody should be in an outrage and everybody should come out and protest.
Now, Tamira, you're kind of breaking up. Okay, Tamira, we can hear you better now. You were breaking up there. Now, I see a caller calling in. I have a question mark here. I think we have a caller calling in. Let me just see if we can get our caller on. Hold on. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're live with our very exclusive guest, Ms. Tamira Mark-Biz, who's looking for justice, searching for justice, fighting for justice for her brother, Mark-Biz. Hold on 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Okay, caller, you're there in the 909 area code. Are you there, caller?
Yes. How you doing? My name is Melvin Farmer. I'm based in Los Angeles, a civil rights activist. We're addressing the same issue as far as Black Lives Matter. I work with Earl of Foy Hutchinson, Nadi Ali, Justice
Eddie
for
Jones.
Children.
Eddie Jones.
Yes. Hey, Eddie, how are you doing?
Hey,
my man, how are you? Haven't seen you since we was doing, what was that, the old girl that got out of jail early, Hilton.
Yes, Paris Hilton.
Yes,
we did a live interview with all the channels and everything down at the at Lucy Florence there. It was me, you, Earl O'Farrie Hutchinson, and a bunch of – and the guy from the NAACP who passed away and some other people, but I remember that. But, man, I've been all over the United States since then. I've been traveling. Well, first of all, Melvin – Tamira, this is Melvin. Melvin, meet Tamira.
Oh,
how you doing?
Me and Melvin we became pretty good friends. Much love to you, Melvin.
Much love to you. Let me make a few comments about what's going on in the city and on a national level. First, we address Black Lives Matter. And it's a shame that they'll go out and protest. Actually, we have two murders that were committed by police, but they labeled them gang members. One happened from a neighborhood where a young man was shot 7 times in the back without a gun. No outcry about that. Then we had another murder that happened in the Nickerson Gardens where the police killed another young man. No outcry about that. So I'm in agreement with Tamira that Black Lives Matter, they serve a purpose, but more so they're not the voices of what's going on. Because we have to address black-on-black crime, not only black-on-black crime, but senseless gun violence, as I like to call it, because all of it come up under that category, whether it be by police, at the hands of another. We have to quit labeling it, oh, that's a police murder, that's wrong. But then I know of 20-some murders that has occurred. You familiar with Death Valley, the area I grew up in? After the last police murder, but where's the outcry? So it's a lot of guys out here. Yes, go ahead, sir.
No, you know, Melvin, you're making a great point, and that's why earlier when me and Tamara were talking about if lives matter, why are we still killing each other? Why are we still hitting and running on each other? Why are we still raping our women and calling them names? If black lives matter, why don't we respect ourselves as a people? And I believe until we start respecting ourselves, we're not going to get the respect from the others. Until we start loving on each other and respecting each other and really show and really participate in what Black Lives Matter really mean. Go right ahead, yeah. Tamara, and tell me how you feel about that.
Exactly. I'm with Melvin and you because basically, you know, like I said, they don't come out when anybody and our hood gets killed, you know what I'm saying? They didn't even have the decency to come out when that shooting went down in Dallas with the police officers. So, you know, they don't come out when a normal one of us get killed, but it's only for publicity for TV. I mean, the news doesn't even tell you all these murders that are happening. There's been at least over 70 to 80 homicides ever since these police officers were killed. There were 2 that Melvin shared with me, 2 females that were murdered in California.
Now, Melvin, did you hear about the shooting that took place in Compton, California?
Yes, that's Jennifer Dickerson, the young lady.
Yes, and did you also hear about the killing of the young man off of Slauson and Crenshaw who was shot in the back near Bryanhurst Avenue?
That's Keith Bursay. We had a town hall meeting. Every murder that don't happen in that city I know about. I know of at least 20 of them. You got a little mafia that got killed. You got a young man that was shot in the head when they asked where he was from on 81st and Thinker. You got 2 twins that were killed in the jungle. You got a 9-year-old, his daddy, and another one that was killed in San Bernardino. You had a double homicide that also occurred off of Crenshaw the other day. You had a murder in Venice. You had a murder all over. But a lot of these are not just black on black. We must reiterate that. We have every race that'll kill you because of the color of your skin. We must know that.
Hey, Brother Melvin, it's important. You said something very profound. It's not just black on black crime. It's black on brown crime, too. It's brown on black crime, too. And that's been going on for a long time too. And actually, in all reality, we need to work on the black on brown crimes as well as the black on black crimes and all these other crimes against human beings. Period.
Right. And actually, we have a plan. I'm working with on a national level. I'm working with the Black Panther Party and Fred Hampton Jr. We have New York that I got locked in. We have North Carolina. Because even though, say, blacks quit killing each other in L.A., that's going to lead up to segregation because of the orders of the Mexican mafia to kill blacks on site. So that's going to change the dynamic in L.A. to where it don't went from gang activity to now you're getting killed because of the color of your skin, whereas blacks only kill you because of the area you stay in. So that's going to change. So we must include the browns and the efforts to stop violence, period, all the way around the board, or else it's just going to be a Band-Aid on a shotgun wound.
Well, you know, to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. Our very exclusive guest for this first hour is Ms. Tamara Mark-Biz. She's searching and getting and fighting for justice for her brother, Mark Biz, who was shot in cold blood. And there's a $30,000 reward. Please reiterate again, Tamara, if they want to reach out and be a part of searching for the killers who killed your brother with the $30,000 reward, because you raised that, you put the money there. Let's talk about that again, because that's really important.
Right. Again, like I said, everybody has to break the street code of silence. And the bottom line is you can remain anonymous. I have two pages. I have my page, Tamara Mark Biz Williams. Then I have a separate page, Justice for Mark Williams. So my brother's case is known all over the world and all over the United States. That's how I was able to just meet Brother Melvin. So just by sharing my story, you know, people are connecting that way. So, and people think that you can remain anonymous. You know, the money's not coming from the police. It's coming from me. So you're calling me directly. So any information, whether it's a name, whether, you know, any information, people are getting paid. So if you know anything, give me a holler at 214-395-4876. You have to break the street code of silence, and you can't let these little low-life criminals dictate how you act and let them hold you hostage in your own neighborhood. That's the bottom line, because it's not going to stop until everybody as a community starts speaking up and working together. And a lot of this, I blame the mothers, because the mothers, they know their sons are out here banking. They know their sons are out here tatted up. You know, they know they're out here, you know, with $100, $200 shoes on, you know, that they haven't bought. They don't have a job, you know. So, you know, they need to put more effort into their children to get them off the street and to, you know, make them want to do something better, whether it's going to school, getting a trade, you know, getting them off the street. But you got a lot of these young parents out here that basically don't care what their kids are doing. And some of them are even turning up with their kids.
Wow. Now, Melvin, before we, and I don't want you to hang up, Melvin, but, you know, I just wanted to get your opinion one more time on how you feel about the Los Angeles Police Department Chief of Police. I've been to some of the meetings, the police chief commission board meetings, and they always do a lot of great talk. And wanted to get your opinion before you, you know, go off the line. Or, but don't hang up. I'm just going to, like, click you over. But what's your opinion on our chief of police for Los Angeles?
Well, I can speak for Los Angeles. And if you go to my Facebook, Melvin Farmer, you'll see a video where we had a day, a celebration for the community, August the 3rd. And you'll see how the law enforcement operates like an unoccupied force. And when it comes to the police chief, it starts with not only the police chief, but the elected officials and those that are all involved. And it's a chain of command because they have a structure. Now, I have numerous videos on my page of murder scenes, harassment by law enforcement, to where you'll notice all the law enforcement are white. And all the suspects are black. They're violating your rights in the city. They're coming without probable cause, corralling black men up. And I mean black men. There's a video that lasts 11 minutes of harassment where everything you've seen with black suspects and white law enforcement. So basically, I can't say, all in all honesty, I wouldn't call for nobody's job, but I would ask that a reform take place to where you hear it from people that are actually affected by it and quit letting people from the outer city dictate what go on in the city. That's the main problem. We have people that aren't really a factor.
No, Melvin, I agree with you. And what I think I'm hearing from you, Melvin, and correct me if I'm, you know, I hear police policies and procedures need to be changed.
They need to be changed and addressed to update it to what's going on now, because what has happened in my 46 years of being in the streets, and I'm 60 now, I've been in this game since I was 14 years, we're having a different influx of law enforcement that are coming from military training, basically from down south. We already see what happened with Baca. The sheriff department was corrupt. And if you remember, we did the case when they were killing the blacks, the Mexican mafia, in 2000. So this been exposed. This is nothing new. It just took them to catch on to it. But it's transparent all the way across the board with law enforcement, now, LAPD, sheriff.
Now, Melvin, hold that thought. We have a caller calling in. To everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. We're here every single Monday. You know, we've had some great guests on our show. We've had Frank Lucas, the Real American Gangster. We've had the Real Freeway Rick Ross on our show. We've had Mr. Joe Jackson and the Jackson family on our show. We've had Leola Brown, the sister-in-law to Whitney Houston, and the sister to Bobby Brown, and the auntie to Bobby Christina Brown. We've had some really super-duper guests on the show. We always have good guests on the show every single Monday. If you want to tune into the show right now, you can dial 323-642-1569. 323-642-1569. You'll be in on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And if you want to go online, go to FacesOfSuccessRadio.com, FacesOfSuccessRadio.com, and on the search you can type in the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show and you'll be live on your laptop, computer, your pad, your iPad. You'll be live on the show. Okay, we have a caller. Let's see here if we let's get a okay caller from the 857 area code. Are you there?
Hi, Eddie. This is Janine. I was talking to Tamara yesterday. I got the message that you gave her.
Now, right on, Janine, you're calling all the way from Boston, Massachusetts. First of all, welcome to the show, and we're glad to have you on. You feel about the killing that's going on, and I want to get your opinion. Please feel free to express your views about how you feel about the unnecessary killings.
Well, I was hearing what Melvin was talking about. But the police, besides them going down south for training, they go to Israel, and what the Israeli police force and army are doing to the Palestinian people, they are doing to the melanated black people, the same thing they're doing over in Israel. They actually more so go to Israel to get their training. They learn the martial arts, the Israeli martial arts, and this is why you see the police brutality. It stems from Israel. So this is where the police are actually really getting their training from, but down south too. But I'll say that, you know, that these killings are ridiculous. And it's a psychological warfare on the American people. So people are killing each other right and left, basically on their skin color. And, you know, it's psychological warfare. And right now, when you see all this police brutality, they want to install martial law. Because this is what's happening.
Hold that thought about martial law. I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. And this is what Donald Trump was talking about when he said he's going to build a wall, and then he said he's going to go in and pull out all the illegal immigrants. You can't do that without committing martial law on the United States of America, not just one state, but every state, so then he can have the right to use the military to go into every home, whether it's in Texas, Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, wherever, Massachusetts, wherever, and go in and find the illegal immigrants, and that's going to cause a civil war. First of all, say hello to Tamara and say hello to Melvin, Janine.
Hi, Melvin. Hi, Tamara.
Hey, Janine, how you doing, bro?
Hey, Janine, how you doing? All right.
I'm doing good, Melvin. Long time no see.
I hit you up. You ain't hit me back.
No, I did, but the Facebook Messenger, it doesn't work on my phone. I tried it before, and it doesn't work. Not compatible.
We're live on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show right now. We have our very exclusive guest, Ms. Tamara Mark Biz. We got Brother Melvin from our community who's been out there and pounding them streets for a long, long time. And we've worked on things together. We've been talking to each other over the years. And guess what? We don't stop doing what we're doing. We just pound a little bit harder. So now how's the weather out there in Boston right now?
It's hot, and like it's bipolar. It goes to the 70s and then it goes to the 100s. Like, it's crazy. Brothers of Bipolar.
Well, you know, now we're talking about justice for Mark Biz. Let's hear how you feel about that, Ms. J. What do you feel about getting justice for Mark Biz?
You know what? I'm in Tamara's group and on a thing, and I see, like, I think the killers are making these fake pages to harass her, and, like, I put pictures and screenshot them. I'm like, see, anybody that has a fake page can be a government informant or anything to check and to, you know, to learn about you or whatever. But I think the killers have people sending her messages and making pages, like having other people do it, or they're doing it themselves to try to get a rise out of her. And she's a strong woman, so she's not letting it happen. You know, and so I'm saying they want a reaction off her. And like I say, never give your enemies a reaction. They thrive off of that.
Exactly.
No, you know,
Jane is right. They make fake profiles up every day.
Now, there's no way you can trace down these fake profiles and find out who these people are?
You can, but you have to look if it says, oh, work at U.S. government, that's suspicious, that's suspect, or U.S. military or something. Not that anybody in the military is suspect, but when you got a page like that and you only see five or less than those type of pictures, and they loaded up something 20 minutes to their profile, it's a fake profile, and you can tell right off the bat.
Now, I got to ask Tamara, how close are we getting to getting these killers off the street, the ones who stole your brother's life away? How close are we? Can you give us a guesstimation?
Well, all I can say is God has the final say on that, but some people are getting exposed, so we're getting close. You know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of people stepping up to the plate. That's the bottom line. You know, it's not what you know. It's basically what you can prove, you know? So basically, yeah, we're getting real close. We know a lot of the players, but if people don't want to speak up, the law isn't on your side. You know what I'm saying? I could give the detectives 15 names, but again, they're not going to take all that information from me. They're going to want that person to call in, and that's the problem. They'll tell me all day, but they won't tell the police or the detectives what needs to be done.
Well, you know what? Here's a question.
Now, these people that are putting up these false pages, and to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show with our very exclusive guest, Ms. Tamara Mark Biz. And, you know, we keep it real on the show. We don't talk about no junk. We talk about the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns on the show. This is all real, dude. This is real talk. If you want to be educated about street life, about what's going on with the civil rights, human rights, and constitutional rights, we talk about it every Monday on this show. And right now we have Tamara Mark B as our exclusive guest. We also have Brother Melvin on the phone. You still there, Brother Melvin?
Yes, sir.
And we also have Sister Janine on the phone. Are you still there, Sister Janine from
Boston?
I am.
It's a good show. I'm listening and I'm also talking, so it's good to also listen to, but it's a good show.
Okay, so this is what I want everybody to do right now. Text somebody right now. Snapchat somebody right now. Facebook Live somebody right now and let them know that the talk show is going on. And if they have a topic that they want to discuss on what we're talking about right now, to call on in. If you want to call a show, it's 323-642-1569. 323-642-1569.
Right.
You can call that
so
number.
Loud. So any other Justice for Biz supporters, anybody want to call in, you know, your voice matters. So, again, come on, run that number in and give us a holler. It's Justice for Biz all day. Y'all out here on the page, come on and say something. You know what I mean? Show some love, show some support. You know, Janine is always showing support. Melvin is always showing love. We got love all across the world for the Biz family. So somebody just call on through.
Now, you know, I see some numbers from Atlanta. I see some numbers from Texas. And that's probably some of my friends from Texas. And then I see some numbers from the all over. So this is a good thing. And then when you're online like this and, you know, and you call into the show, we could talk about what's going on with the investigation of the death of Mark Biz, the brother to Tamira Mark Biz. Brother Melvin, man, you know, this killing in the streets, man, is some cold stuff. What do we do? What is the plan to stop black-on-brown and black-on-black crime? I mean, when are our kids going to be able to walk the streets and have a good time without being harassed because of their tennis shoes? Like, they killed a young man right there. We worked on this case on Crenshaw and Sawston. The young man was – he was mentally disabled, and they shot him and killed him over his red tennis shoes. We got the killers off the street. But this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, senseless killings. Melvin, how do we deal with this, brother?
Well, actually, it's something going on with Compton. I'm going to just break it down geographically instead of little tribes because there's so many of them. Compton, Watts, the projects, the east side, the west side, San Bernardino, Riverside. They're talking now about what we can do internally as far as to stop this black-on-black crime. So internally, we call it the Underground Railroad. We have to have something that can include the Browns. So we do. We have a Three Strikes initiative that was written and snuck out by inmates to address the very issue that Clinton is apologizing for and now asking for black votes. I have a problem with that because, as you know, I was a three-strike victim. So actually, I think we'll be holding a press conference on that probably Friday and would hope that you attend.
I would
but
love
right
to
now, right, and we can go and take this to a national level because we have associations with other states to make this a national issue as far as black-on-black crime because we don't feel that Black Lives Matter, if their agenda is about police brutality, is getting a fair shake when a black is still killing a black or another race is. That's not a fair bet. So we have to have the guys, it's not a fair bet. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with, they have a base to where I look at it as a voter space because we're playing politics. So they're good to get the rally and all that, but you need the wisdom from those that like me. What's somebody going to tell me, and I've been a gang member since the Crip started, what you going to tell me about Crip, about black-on-black crime? I've seen it for 46 years.
Right,
this
but
is
can
nothing,
I interject
no.
there for a second? Can I interject there for a second?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going on in Compton, but it's going on in Pittsburgh. It's going on in Detroit, Philadelphia.
It's going on in
Boston. That's why I said on a national level. That's
right,
why I said not to touch
it. But the bottom line is, it starts with the community. People have to step up. They know who's doing these murders, but nobody's turning nobody in. Nobody's calling Crime Stoppers. That's the problem. If somebody was killed last night, somebody needs to break the street code of silence because they know who's doing the killing. And so, we can talk about starting something, but as we're talking about it right now, another person is losing their life before we get off this phone. Before tonight is over, another brother's going to be killed. So we need to change the mentality of the community where people need to speak up and start telling who's doing the killing. That's the bottom line.
Well, with
I want to interject for a second. Well, Melvin, hold on 1 second. Okay, everybody out there on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, radio talk show, Face of Success Radio, you just heard Tamira Mark Biz say, come on, the no snitch policy is a freaking joke. Come on, you don't want to snitch on somebody who's killing an innocent person, who's shooting an innocent person down, who's raping an innocent woman, who's hitting and running on an innocent person. We got to get rid of this no snitch policy. We have to talk about, the only way we're going to get these criminals off the street is we need to turn these criminals in. Because they're not going to just do one killing and leave. They are out there killing for fun. They're out there killing for game. And we need to stop that in our United States of America on a national level, on a state level, a city level, and even a county level. We need to stop that. Go ahead, Melvin. Take the floor, brother.
This is the problem with all due respect. It's not the community. This is what's gone, and it permeates all across America in any city of poverty, as Obama said so eloquently. When you do tell, Because out here in L.A., they show your dead bodies on the Internet right when it happens. So the Internet plays a role. But when it does happen, the community sees what happened. But what occurs is when they do tell, they're put right back in the same community as the killer, as the victim. Whereas when a mafia snitches on one person, he get the witness protection program, he get all this. Until you can reform. But then hold it. Let me finish. This is just reality on why. Right. And so we have to.
The reason why it's not reality is, if y'all could just let me say what I got to say, and then you could go and have the floor. But it's not reality, because the bottom line is you can remain anonymous. In my brother's case, you can remain anonymous. So that's what I'm saying. People are getting the wrong message. You don't need no witness protection plan. Most of the time, yes, they know who the killer is. And if you can remain anonymous, but people still aren't even giving tips. You could call Crime Stoppers and drop that name and hang up. If they got 10 people saying that same name, then they know that they're looking for the right person. But if nobody calls and gives that tip, then that person's still on the street. So, you know, you can't say that, because in all these cases, a lot of people can remain anonymous. They know who the killers are. That's what the detectives tell me, but they need more proof. They need more people to call in, and that's what the problem is. We're not getting
enough
people calling in.
And once again, with all due respect, I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. I'm saying what it is, where I can swear on the oath. I don't know about Pittsburgh. I'm speaking in L.A. In L.A., you have victims.
I understand, but I'm talking about my brother's case.
No, we're talking about your brother's case. But the question was, what is the problem when it comes to snitching? Now, the problem is this. In L.A. and with your brother, you get information where they tell you what happened, and it's probably true. But they know once they go out, so usually when they go to the police will go back and do this. They'll go back and tell another gang, hey, you know such and such snitching. They go and do that. They create a lot of this that discourage people from telling. So you are absolutely correct.
Well, it doesn't matter, man. If somebody killed your mother, you will want somebody to go and tell what they know.
Right,
so
and that's what I'm encouraging
that. A lot of people are calling me and hitting me up on Messenger telling me who was involved in my brother's murder. So, I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but the bottom line is, we need to start, if the community needs to start bringing up and dropping names and letting the police do their job. That's the bottom line. They're not calling the police. They're not giving the police any tips. You know what I'm saying? So when they come to a crime scene, everybody claims they don't know anything. They didn't hear anything. They play deaf and dumb, you know, but when something happens to them, then they're out there pleading to Jesus and everybody else for some help for their loved one. So, again, it goes back to the community. We need to start speaking up, saying something, because if I call in and I'm anonymous and I drop a name, that kid or that shooter's not going to know that I called. And if five other people call in, that's all they need. They're not going to call me in. They're
well,
not going to blast
believe,
my name
I believe
out there.
You're going to have to. With all due respect, let's go a little bit deeper than that, because you're going to have to testify in court. That is what you're going to have to do. So that's not going to be anonymous.
That's not true. That's not true. Most of the time, they already know who these people are. They just
either
need
way
more
it goes, somebody's
going
to have
people.
To come to court. Either way it goes, somebody's going to have to get on that stand to testify, because you have a right to confront whoever saying and accusing him. So that's basically,
that's
I just know
true.
That's it.
That's not true. If they find all the evidence on
okay,
that person, if they find
Tamira,
that person
Tamira,
with that gun,
Tamira,
if they find
Tamira,
that person
hold
with
that
gun.
Tamira, Melvin, you guys,
yes.
Hold that thought for a second. Okay, you guys, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. And you know we don't have no smoking guns on the show. This is live. This is real. This is emotional. This is personal. This is our people. This is the people. This is our constitutional rights, our human rights, our civil rights. We're talking about our special guest is Ms. Tamara Marc-Biz, and she has such a passion for getting justice for the wrongful death of her brother, Marc-Biz. We have two callers that called in. I want to thank you, Melvin, for coming on the show. We really appreciate you. And I want to thank you also, Janine, for coming on the show. Hold the thoughts right there. Tamara, you're our very exclusive special guest. We want to go ahead on and allow you to elaborate on your feelings on how this thing should be handled. And we hear you loud and clear, Brother Melvin. You're making some excellent clarified points. But Tamara, I want to hear how you feel, because I can hear it in your voice that you want people to stop this thing one way or the other. Go ahead, Tamara, take the floor.
I mean, come on. I deal with people all over the United States that have loved ones murdered. And the bottom line is, if you give the police 10 names, they already know who the person is 9 times out of 10. If 10 people call in, that's enough information. Then they have reason to get a warrant to go search. And then if that gun matches the gun, you don't have to bring no other witnesses in. You know what I'm saying? So there's more to it. Each case is different. You know what I'm saying? Just like my brother's case. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's not true. That's why a lot of people aren't speaking up, because they think they got to go through the witness protection plan. This is going to happen or this is going to happen. Why don't you do it first and then see what happens? You know what I'm saying? Why don't you make that call first and then see what happens? Why don't you call Crime Stoppers and drop a name? That's why Crime Stoppers offers money and says you can remain anonymous. Come on now. Why is
okay,
Crime
so Janine,
Stoppers out there?
Janine,
yes.
You're out there in Boston. Janine, are you there?
I'm there.
Now, Janine, I want to get your opinion on how you feel about calling Crime Stoppers. Because, I watched 48 Hours. I watched a lot of shows, and I see police do solve crimes and mysteries and murders. I've watched Crime Stoppers, and they do a good job too. What do you think about Crime Stoppers? What's your opinion, Janine?
It depends. A lot of people are afraid to speak out, and I'll say it stems back. Malcolm X said it the best. White America will decriminalize Black America. And most of the stuff didn't happen until the 80s, where everybody has to put on this gangster talk and stuff like this. Because what's happening right now is the media has a lot of betraying and decriminalizing Black America. And then you have racist white people say, oh, see, I told you they were animals. But it's the white controlled media that does that. So there's educated wonderful Black people out there that try to wake other Black people up, but for the other Black people that are not awakened, you need to wake up. What is happening right now, there is Black genocide going on in America. This is extermination of Black America, and you need to wake up, because guess what? You are a powerful force. If you boycott big corporations, your Black dollars matter. You need
to start.
But
that's not solving the problem right now. The bottom line is Black males are killing. They're doing most of the crime. So that's the bottom line right now. We can blame it on all these other people right now. But my thing is, we have dangerous criminals walking the street right now. The person that killed my brother, they've killed at least 5 other people. So what I'm saying is, yeah, I respect everything you saying, Janine. I respect everything Mel was saying. But the bottom line is, y'all, we are losing women. We're getting babies killed every day, and people know who these criminals are. And if nobody speaks up, it's going to keep on happening. And the problem is nobody is stepping up to the plate. Nobody cares until it happens to their family. That's the bottom line. We have to take a change. You have to call in. Come on now. That's what Crime Stoppers is offering. You can remain anonymous. I'm offering $30,000, and people still don't want to step up to the plate because of that mentality. Something's going to happen. But that's not true.
So, you know, everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. You know, I'm the president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, also the president of No More Violence Los Angeles chapter. And, you know, then I'm also affiliated with our commitment, the crime prevention part of our commitment. And so we do these things because of our passion. We fight for justice because of our passion. We fight for equality because of our passion. The seed was planted a long time ago, and Dr. Martin Luther King said it so well. He said, "I have a dream." Dr. King's dream is still alive, but it's alive through us. It is our sworn duty to do everything that we can to make sure that our civil rights, our constitutional rights, and our human rights are being adhered to by the government of the United States of America.
If right. We don't stand up and speak, I need somebody to call in that has lost a mother, a brother, or a son. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll look at it the same way I'm looking at. We need people to call in and get these people off the street. Eddie, you may not have lost your son, your mother, your brother, or your cousin, but half the people on my page have lost their daughters. They've lost their two-year-old babies. You know what I'm saying? We need justice now. You know, we need people to speak up now. You know, these people that are committing these crimes, they go home and they're telling people what they did, and people know what they did, and people are harboring them. People are protecting these criminals and not saying anything. So people know who's doing it. They're sitting right next to them, and that's the bottom line.
You know, Tamara, you're making a very fine point, and this is the reason why we're with No More Violence. And let me give you a quick example of what I've been doing since I've been with No More Violence. Matter of fact, it just happened recently. A young lady, her grandson committed suicide. You know, we go to all of the people who have lost their loved ones. And so this young man committed suicide. He's 11 years old in Dallas, Texas. And I got the call in Los Angeles. So what I did, because the lady, it was her grandson, and she was in L.A., but it happened to her grandson, so she was on her way to Dallas. So I called ahead, and I called Trisha Allen, the president of No More Violence in Dallas, and I told her what happened. And right away, the Dallas chapter got together with the rest of the bunch, and they went straight to her house. They not only helped her, they helped her with the funeral. They went to the funeral, and this is what we do at No More Violence. And you're right, Tamara. Until it hits home, it's not really affecting you. I mean, you're a part of it. You know about it. I've been to the scenes. I've seen a seven-year-old kid that was beat to death by his stepfather. We got him off the streets. So many shootings in Los Angeles. I've been to Inglewood, California. I've been to Compton, California. I've seen the bodies laying there with my own eyes, and I'm sure you have too, Melvin, and I'm sure you have too, Janine. And lately, I just got back from Dallas, Texas, not too long ago, with the shootings of the officers out there. I went to a very, very big meeting in Long Beach, California, with the head of the Highway Patrol and Long Beach PD and other PDs just before I flew out to Dallas. And then I went to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I met out there with the Alton Sterling family, and it was deep in the ocean. We were able to speak to lots and lots of people. But you know what, Tamara, you made a fine point. Until it hits home, you really don't know how it is until it affects you. Go ahead, Tamara, get back on the floor. Go right ahead.
That's the bottom line. Nobody cares until it happens to them. You know what I'm saying? If somebody shot your mother, you know daggone well you would want somebody to speak up. You're not just going to sit back and say, "Oh, let me just pray and let the Lord work it out." No, no. The Lord said you moved and I moved. You know what I'm saying? So, again, man, it starts with the community. They know who's doing the killing, just like they know who's robbing. Come on, man, the streets talk. The streets talk. I talk to the streets every day. People tell me what's going on, but it's the mentality. They don't care until it happens to them, and that's the bottom line, and that's what we need to break.
Tamara, to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. If you want to listen on your laptop, your iPad, your iBook, or whatever you have, even your cell phone, go to facesofsuccessradio.com, and on the search, type in the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and you'll be live on your computer, and you can listen to the show, and you can see the pictures that we have posted up there. Again, facesofsuccessradio.com, and go to, on the search, put in the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Now, if you want to listen on your cell phone, your house phone, your office phone, or whatever type of phone you have, or you even have a question or a comment, dial 323-642-1569, 323-642-1569, and you'll be live on the show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Tamira, tell us about your brother, Mark Biz. Tell us what kind of person he was, and tell us what he did in the community.
My brother was the most loving person in the world. My brother would give you the shirt off his back. Anybody that knows my brother had the biggest smile. My brother was a personal trainer. You know what I'm saying? He was a barber. My brother was very respectable, you know. He treated women like they were queens, you know. Every night my brother would text me, "Good night, baby sis, I love you." And when I didn't get my text that night he got killed, I knew something was wrong because we never went a day without saying good night, no matter if it was 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And for them to do what they did to my brother, he would have gave them whatever they wanted, you know, so they didn't have to take his life. But the bottom line is you got these young kids out here now, you know, they're taking Molly, you know, they're drinking, you know, they're on lean, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got these young kids out here, and they just don't care. They don't go to school. They don't work. You know, the parents don't care what they're doing. So you got this young generation that's full of hate. And if you look at them the wrong way, their only retaliation is a gun. You say something to them, their only retaliation is a gun. You know what I'm saying? So it was a coward move to shoot my brother in the head. And it's a coward move for all those people that saw what happened that won't speak up when he was laying in front of somebody's grass when there were over 30 windows where people saw what happened, but nobody will come forward. That's what the crime shame. But again, death is going to hit everybody's door, and one day you're going to want somebody to speak up for you and your family.
Well, okay, so what Tamira just said, everybody, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. What she just said is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the rivers. She's saying that until it hit homes, you're not really feeling it, but you can do something out there. You can call Crime Stoppers. I mean, you know, we got to do something. We have to be a part of the solution opposed to being a part of the problem.
Exactly. Tell me this. How can 1,000 people march in every city over the United States for the police officers killing those two young men, but nobody marches for a little baby that just gets killed, or for my brother that was killed, or for the next young man that was killed? How come we can't get that many people to come out each time a brother gets killed or a sister gets killed? If that's how you take back the community, and then those thugs and the killers would be like, wow, there's too many people out here watching us. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of backwards when you go out and march for somebody you didn't even know, but somebody right next door to you gets murdered and nobody will come forward and march like they did, you know, through state to state. That's ridiculous. You know, you need to start representing for your hood. People need to come out just like No More Violence does. Go see the family. See what I'm saying? Go take them apart or a balloon. I just had a memorial for my brother in Pittsburgh. Two people held it down for me. Alonzo Boyce, he's in law enforcement. He's a constable. He went down to my brother's memorial and took balloons down. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody, you know, in Pittsburgh, right past that street, in Homewood, nobody came out and showed no love. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people can talk that talk, but there's very few that will walk that walk. You know what I'm saying? Another person by the name of Derek, he went through the day before, but, you know, it was only two people. You know what I'm saying? So that's a disgrace. You know, that's an awful disgrace. You know, I got over at least 3,000 people in Pittsburgh that could have came through to my brother's memorial, and nobody came through and showed no love. One person called me, Sis Amber, and, you know, she told me she had an event, and that was all well and good. But, again, we don't support. We don't support. It only takes 5 minutes, man, to come through and drop a balloon off or a car or just show your presence. That's what I'm saying. We don't support each other.
You know, Eddie, let me interject. It's unfortunate that it's a hard lesson learned when death, somebody's has a death occurred in their family. And usually what happens is, just like now, the only ones that care after all the dust is settled are the families. You know, these senseless murders, you think that it's making you a hero or you're getting your reputation for doing this, but you don't know the effects. So I know how Chamberfield. I've had one of mine's losses. A lot of us on here that have lost loved ones, and they're handled in different ways. But we all have that passion for justice. So we shouldn't get up and, because we want to be inclusive, not exclusive. It's not one person ideal or thought is the only way. We have to be able to hit this from all angles. We need your support. We need camera support. We need to unify and then address this on a national level. Simple as this, instead of walking it. I'm with her all the way. I want to see it. My heart hurts for her. I watch her every day. And I know her passion. I know your passion. So I don't like to get into debating, because this is something I take dearly. Because that could have been me. We just had a man where he got shot the other day. When he walked up, he was on leave from the Army, asked him where he's from, shot him in the head, then shot him in the face, then shot him in the chest. Then turned around and killed somebody. That's the one. So I go through this every day where I see the bodies before they even the court morgue even come. So this is something that's dear to me. And I just want to say my condolences to go to you, and whatever we can, we need to help support her. And let's just try to get together and really try to eradicate this problem as a whole, to address the issue of common law crime where you come and give information to Crime Stoppers or whatever, but also address the issue and stop this killing amongst each other at the same time. So that's what I'm about. So I'm with you all the way. I never say what nobody's done wrong. So let's just make it happen.
I agree with you more, Brother Melvin. You made a fine point. To everybody out there, I'm going to remind you again, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. Now listen, all my street soldiers out there, and I know y'all listening to the show because you listen every week, calling all street soldiers, calling all civil rights activists, calling from all over the United States, I'm calling you now. Step up. Let's step our game up. Let's not just settle, because either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for everything. So I'm calling on all street soldiers. I'm calling on all civil rights activists. I'm calling on all human rights activists. This is your time. You know where Crime Stoppers is. You know how to make that phone call. Don't be afraid. If you see a murder, let me give you an example. It was a young man that was hit and ran over that was just about to graduate from high school on Crenshaw and Imperial. I won't forget this. Me and myself and Dr. Olafari Hutchinson worked on it. Called the street soldiers. It happened that afternoon. We called the street soldiers. By that evening at 5 p.m., the guy was calling me saying he wanted to turn himself in, and he turned himself in, okay, because we made sure that he did. Because we told him, if the police don't come and get you, we will come and get you. And he called us. We left a number, anonymous number on the news. He called us, and he's off the streets. And the family got close to their son's murder, to hit-and-run murder. So the same thing can happen with these things. The same thing can happen with the rest of the stuff that's going on. We just have to step our game up, and we got to do what we got to do. We can't just, like, talk about it. We got to be about it, too. Tamara, go right ahead.
Exactly. I got people in the hood. People message me. People drop names to me. And I also get people in the hood telling me that I'm 30 G's isn't enough to tell. You know what I'm saying? So you got that type of mentality, too. Everybody knows who killed my brother. That's the bottom line, but nobody wants to say anything. I had somebody that told me his brother was involved in it. You understand what I'm saying? He actually told me that his brother was involved in it. And, you know, his brother's picture's been circulating now. So, you know, God is going to expose the wicked. So whether anybody comes forward or not and tells me who killed my brother, believe me, to the last breath that I have in my body, I'm going to make sure every name I get and everybody that was involved is going to be exposed. And that's the bottom line. So the community, y'all need to step y'all game up. That's why Crime Stoppers only offers like $1,000 or $2,000, because they know half y'all ain't going to call and collect the money anyway.
Oh, well, to everybody,
and the
there's
line
a little bit
is,
of,
everybody needs to be more passionate. Nobody cares
yes.
until it happens to your family. And more, every day you hear about another murder, so it's getting closer to everybody's family.
Now I want to everybody out there that's listening, you know this is the Eddie Jones Talk Show. You want to listen on your phone, dial 323-642-1569. 323-642-1569. If you want to go on the internet on your laptop or your desktop or your iPad, go to facesofsuccessradio.com and on the search type in the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, facesofsuccessradio.com, and then on the search type in the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I want to take a time out for a second. I want to reflect on something that just happened yesterday. A young mother, 26 years old, in Long Beach, California, along with her 4-year-old daughter, was shot and killed on late Saturday night in Long Beach, California. My heart goes out right now to her name is Karina Marzano. Karina Marzano and her daughter, Jennabel, was shot and killed. And they were taking their groceries out of the car. And the husband, he stayed there to watch the car while the mother and the daughter was taking in the groceries. How heartless to shoot a 26-year-old mother and her 4-year-old daughter.
That's
how
what
heartless
I'm saying,
is that?
They're heartless. They don't care. They don't care, man. This is where we're getting more people killed than worse than the war. They're killing mothers. They're killing kids. And I guarantee you, people know who did it. But has anybody stepped to the plate yet on that, Eddie?
Yes, one person has stepped to the plate who got a make of the vehicle, saw the man getting back into the vehicle and taking off. So they're hot on his trail, and I can't wait until they catch this person, because to shoot a 26-year-old woman and a 4-year-old baby, that is just absurd and it's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. I just can't believe it.
But that's what go on. They go on every. That's been going on for the last about 20 years in Death Valley. It's a killing field over there. That's why we're trying to bring awareness to it. That's why I said geographically, Compton, Long Beach, Watts, the corridor. That's our corridor. Up and down there, it's brutal. It's the worst disregard of human life I ever seen in my life. What gone
now,
and here, arguably.
Also, too, and thank you for that point, fine point, Melvin. Also, too, I want to say that the police sergeant has been charged in Eric Garner's death in New York when he was choked out. Now, let me explain and make this explanatory to you. Now, the guys who choked him to death have not been charged. But the sergeant that was a female sergeant that was a supervisor over those officers was charged with the death for not properly supervising the officers who killed him. To me, that is a freaking cop-out. Those cops that did the choking that killed Eric Garner, who had kids and a wife, was out there just selling cigarettes. That's no reason to kill somebody and choke them to death. Those officers need to be brought to justice, not the sergeant who was supervising those officers who was supervising them, but those guys physically choked and murdered Eric Garner. Those are the ones that need to be charged. And the female officer that was charged was a sergeant supervisor with NYPD. And so I just want to bring that information to you also. And as far as I'm concerned, go right ahead, Melvin.
this is why, so you'll get an understanding on why the officer that was in charge is charged with the murder. It's like when you go into a store and do a slip and fall or something, it's who responsible. She was in charge, so she's negligent. Now, what we need to address is we'll give the police impunity, the two officers that aren't charged, to where whatever law is written, that's the area to attack, because you can't show intent with the two police. That's why they're going to get away with it, because you can't predict what's going to happen when you're a law enforcement agency any more than anything else. So we have to address the issue of the word intent when it comes to what's giving the police impunity instead of rah, rah, and rah. We need to look at it. The law was made in 1866, and it's being applied in 2016. That is the problem and why law enforcement get away, because you can't show intent. Now, good case Black Lives Matter should be focused on, because it only take one case to change the law. That's the Walter Scott murder in South Carolina. You have a police that's showing intent of covering up a murder if it wouldn't have been filmed. Then address the law. So I understand perfectly why the two law enforcement aren't charged, because you can't prove intent. It's too big of a standard. Like you say, the sea is so deep and the mountain so high. That's what you have to overcome when you choose to charge law enforcement. Look at all of them, Freddie Gray, Margaret Laverne Mitchell, the homeless lady, Taisha Miller, Amadou Diallo, Prince Jones in D.C. I don't did all these cases on the national. We don't did them together back in the day. Nothing's changed.
Melvin, let's not forget about Eula Love, Devin Brown, Trayvon Martin. You know, we could keep naming them, man. And this brings me back to you, Tamara. This brings me back. All these names that we just named, including your brother, Mark Viz. Tamara, take the floor. Give us your closing remarks on how you feel about everything that's going on.
The bottom line is we need more love and less hate. We got to put hate on each other. You know what I'm saying? That's number one and foremost. And number two, we have to start being our brother's keeper. You know, you have to start looking around your neighborhood. If you see something, say something. You know, don't just go tell, you know, your neighbor, oh, I heard it was so-and-so's son that was involved in that. But you're busy gossiping about what you heard. Change and Sally, because that's your door too. So everybody needs to change that mentality and step up to the plate and, again, break that street code of silence, because, again, there's no time frame on justice, and I know that I will be getting justice for my brother. That's not a question. It's just a matter of God's timing. So you reap what you sow, and the bottom line is thou shalt not kill. So if you do kill, you already got a one-way ticket to the hellfire anyway. So these young kids are just filled with hate. And the ones that are killing are between the ages of like 13 and 28.
Now, we got a little feedback in the background back there. I don't know what that sound was. It was kind of loud. But if you're out there and you're on the show live, let's be mindful of the sound so everybody can hear exactly what Ms. Tamara Mark Biz is saying about the justice for her brother, Mark Biz. Now, to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. We're going to be closing this part of the interview out. Melvin, I want to thank you for coming on, Melvin.
Thank you for helping me, and let's support Biz and all across the nation, particularly in L.A., and see what we can do to stop this senseless gun violence. Peace to all. Thank you, Eddie. Give me a call, too, man.
Yes, I will. I have your number right here, man. I'm going to make sure I get in touch with you. I'd like to be at that press conference that you're going to be doing real soon. Janine, are you there?
I'm here.
Now, Janine, I just would like to, want to thank you for coming on the show, too. And it's so important that we hear from the callers that call into the show that have their opinions. And, you know, it's nothing wrong with an opinion, because education is hearing how other people feel. You know, sometimes we can learn from what other people are saying. Just have time to listen. Amen. So give us your closing remarks there, Janine.
Well, I think, you know what, I was going to say really quick, you can hit me up at Janine Donovan on Facebook. You know, I'm an activist, a political activist. I advocate for victims of mass incarceration. If you want to reach out to me, you can inbox me. And, you know, I've awakened over 1,000 people with what I know. So, you know, if you want to send me a friend request on Facebook, you can, and you can find me in Tamara's group for her brother. You can find me in there. I post stuff in there, so you'll be able to know who I am in there. So,
well, that's really wonderful, and I want to thank you for coming on, and I'm going to get back to and you know what, I got your number, Janine. I've always had your number, and you've been on the show several times. I always like when you call in and talk about things, and I'm gonna have you on the show so we can talk about something that I know you're very passionate about, and we'll talk about that soon. But right now, before I close out, I want to get back to our guest. Thank you for coming on, Janine. God bless you, and keep up the good work.
You too.
Thank you. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Tamara, are you there?
I'm here.
Now, Tamara, I want to get your closing remarks again. Please give everybody the information on how to get in touch with you if they have any information on the death of your brother. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
They can either hit me up on Facebook under Tamara Mark Biz Williams, T-A-M-A-R-A, Mark, M-A-R-K, Biz, B-I-Z-Z, Williams, or they can phone me at 214-395-4876. Or they can hit my other page, which is Justice for Mark Williams. Or if not, you can hit Eddie Jones. He knows how to get a hold of me. But, again, Facebook, Tamara Mark Biz Williams, or Justice for Mark Williams, or just, you know, reach out and give me a call or text, 214-395-4876. Thank you for having me on the show. And let's break that street code of silence and stop killing. Much love, Eddie.
Tamara, it's such a pleasure to have you on. It was an honor to have you on the show today. I could feel the passion in your voice. I could feel the spirit in your spirit. I can feel your soul, which is bold on getting justice for the wrongful death of your brother, Mark Biz. I'm with you 100%. I'm behind you 100%. We're going to have you back on the show again periodically to update us on what's going on. And hold on 1 second, please. Hold on. Okay. We're going to have an update. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Okay. So we're going to have an update on everything that's going on with you. We want you to keep up the good work. We want you to keep up the wonderful work. And sometimes you give in, but you never give up. Tamara, we really appreciate you. We know that you're on a mission to make change. And to everybody out there that's listening to the show, Tamara, go on and one more time, your closing remarks.
Again, never give up, you know. You got to keep grinding and keep shining and never believe the hype. You know, there is justice. And stop believing what you hear, you know. Quit letting fear override what you should do. That's the bottom line. Fear is the devil. Don't have no fear. If you know somebody did a crime, report it. God is going to watch over you. And again, you can remain anonymous. So a lot of times you can't take what somebody says. You have to do it for yourself. Because if you report something, you may not have to go to court. They might just need another call. Just like if you watch the first 48, they just might need it. Two more people to call to say that was that person, and they could go pick them up. So don't believe what you hear. Take a stand for justice and act like it was your family. Because, again, those bullets don't have any names on it. My brother today, your brother tomorrow. So everybody stop all this hate. And, you know, there's a bigger picture out there. and, you know, we need to start living right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Tamira. God bless you and your family. Sending you nothing but love. Keep up the wonderful work. And to everybody out there, our special guest, Ms. Tamira Mark-Biz, fighting for justice for her brother, Mark Biz. Thank you so much, Tamira.
Thank you. Much love to you, Eddie, always.
And God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.
God bless.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. If you're still listening to the show, that was our very exclusive guest, Ms. Tamira Mark-Biz, and she really, really put it down on the show today. She really, really put it down, and she really said some very profound, prolific things about fighting for justice, about the no-snitch policy, about calling Crime Stoppers. If you see a crime, all you got to do is anonymously call Crime Stoppers, and you don't have to say your name. You could just call in. If you see a murder or anything take place, you can do that, okay? So don't be afraid to say what you feel, okay? Don't be afraid to do what it takes to get justice, okay? Don't be afraid to do that, because if you don't fight for justice, you're not going to get any justice. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for everything. And that's not what we want to see happen. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. And this is our, you know, normally I would do the show for two whole hours, but I'm only going to do the show. I'm going to cut out a little bit early today. But before I go, I want to talk about the Olympics. I want to talk about the United States of America gymnastics team. And I know the swimmers won medals, and so far the United States has gotten lots of medals. We have more medals than China, Russia, and all the other countries combined together, which is very beautiful. However, Gabby Douglas, I thought she didn't make the team. She didn't make the finals. She's one of the most premier gymnasts I've ever seen on the floor. Just not long ago, she was the world champion of gymnastics. She was honored with high honors, with so many medals. But for some reason, the judges gave her a certain amount of points that helped her not make the team. And I just thought it was not fair. I'm saying that I don't think it was fair. I thought it was really, really bad that Gabby Douglas did not make the gymnastics team for the United States of America. She's in Rio. She did really good. I watched all of her exercises. She was phenomenal. She was fantastic. But yet they found a reason for her to not make the team. So that's my opinion. That's my news break with the what happened with Gabby Douglas and the United States gymnastics team. Now, my heart goes out, and I want to give a big shout-out to Venus and Serena Williams, who is in the Olympics right now, and they're both doing a great job. Now, in the singles, Venus lost, but in the singles, Serena won. And so they're out there doing what they do. And to I want to give a big shout-out to Kevin Durant, who played for the United States basketball team with the Olympics. He scored 25 points. He was slam dunking and all kinds of other stuff. Kudos to the United States basketball team. I also want to give a big shout-out to the United States swim team, tag team swim team, who took first place and set a world record, and they did a wonderful, phenomenal, good job. Now, again, I want to say this before I go. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio, and it's so important to me to get this one bit of information out. A young lady in Long Beach was murdered on Saturday night, a 26-year-old mother with a 4-year-old daughter, and she was shot and killed at her home, and my heart goes out to that family right now. My prayers are going up to anybody who has lost a loved one. I'm sending a shout-out to No More Violence, to all my friends over in Motown, to Sherry Gordy and the entire Gordy family, Mr. Barry Gordy, and all the Gordys. I want to send a big shout out to you right now, to all my friends over at Susan Miller Dorsey High School, to the tennis club over there off of Rodeo in L.A., to all my friends in the Crenshaw area and Baldwin Hills area, sending a big shout out to you right now, to all my friends that went to Fairfax, L.A. High, and Crenshaw High, big shout out to you, to all my friends over at KGLH Radio, you know who you are, a big shout out to you. I want to say this to you. May God bless everybody. No matter who you are and where you are right now, I'm praying for you that God will bless you and help you to just get right with whatever is going on in your life. Whatever is going wrong in your life, I'm just praying that God will make it right in your life, okay? Also, I want to give a big shout-out to the family of Paul O'Neill. That's a young man that was shot to death in Chicago by the Chicago Police Department. I don't know if you guys are looking at that on the news, and if you haven't, go to my Facebook page, Eddie Jones Jr., and look at the video on the shooting of Paul O'Neill, the 18-year-old kid who was shot in the back by the Chicago Police Department. Okay, when you're fleeing away from the police, they're not supposed to shoot you and kill you if you're fleeing. If you're leaving and your back is to them, and you can hear the police officer saying, I shot the so-and-so, I got him, and so they were like celebrating that they took a human life. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay? Now, these young people were sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's why they're taking action into their own hands. Please, please, reform, revitalize, rehabilitate, rejuvenate policies and procedures in all these departments across the United States of America. Okay? Not just in Los Angeles, not just in Dallas, not just in Detroit, but Chicago, Atlanta, and everywhere else across the United States. Police reform, change in policies and procedures in every department. My heart goes out to the young 4-year-old baby, Jenna Bill, and her 26-year-old mother, Karina. My heart goes out to the 18-year-old kid, Paul O'Neill, that was shot and killed by the Chicago Police Department. And my heart goes out to anybody who has lost a loved one to gang and gun violence, hazing, suicide, bullying, or hit and runs. I love you all. This is the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We'll be back next week at the same time, same channel. You know we're on every Monday at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. But this week I'm going off a little bit early because I have some very important things that are pending right now with these different shootings, and I need to participate so we can regulate these situations. God bless you all. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. I love y'all. Peace. Check this out.
The Eddie Jones Talk Show, coming to you live every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Eddie Jones, president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. Eddie Jones Jr., a native of Los Angeles, California, has been president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association for 10 years and a public servant for the last 20 years. Mr. Jones has worked with a variety of leaders from all over the United States, such as Dr. Earl Ofari Hutchinson, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Yvonne Burke, Congresswoman Diane Watson, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. III, John Mack, Councilman Herb Wesson, Councilman Bernard Parks, Dick Gregory, Danny Bakewell Sr., and a host of governors, congresspeople, and council people. Tune in every Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can tune in at www.facesofsuccessradio.com. Click on the guest photo or link to listen live, or listen in at 323-642-1569. Press 1 to comment on the show.